going to bring clarity so that we are not confused. So I wonder what you would say if someone said to you, what is North Bradley Baptist Church about? What are our priorities? I wonder how you would respond. What are we about? The elders and I have been thinking about this and praying about this for some time, what our vision should be, what our priorities should be as a church. And I think it's important that we know as a church what we're about, so that we're not confused, just sort of blindly doing things because we feel we should or for other reasons. We probably have a general idea of what we need to be about as a church, and yet it's helpful to be clear in these things and to have something that is easy to understand and easy to remember, so that we know what we are to be about as a church. So as elders, we believe the Lord has led us into this vision, which I'm about to share with you. And this vision is divided into three main areas. So firstly, delighting. Secondly, discipling. And thirdly, delivering. So there's three D's there. So hopefully that'll help us remember what it is. Delighting in the Lord, discipling each other, and delivering the lost. So delighting, that reminds us that first of all, we are to delight ourselves in the Lord, to know him, to live lives that are lives of worship to him, to seek him daily, because he is God and he's great and there's no one like him. Unless we get that first thing right, to know and love the Lord, everything else just won't make sense. Secondly, then, discipling. So that reminds us that we are called to help each other grow into maturity in the Lord. This is actually one of the emphases of a lot of the New Testament, that we are to grow into maturity, not just stay the same. We are to change and be changed, to grow. And actually, the Lord has given us each other to help that process happen. He gives us the Holy Spirit to help that happen. But we are to disciple one another. So that involves helping each other, encouraging each other, spurring each other on, all to help one another follow Jesus better. That's what we're to be about. We're to be about knowing and delighting in the Lord. We're about to discipling each other to help each other delight in the Lord more too. And then lastly, and certainly not least, we are to be delivering. So that means we are to go. We are to go and deliver the good news of Jesus to a lost world, to a world that is confused and broken and sinful and dying. The world needs to hear the good news of Jesus. So this is the mission, or the vision. And I believe the mission, the life, and the rhythm of church could be summarized under these broad headings: delighting, discipling, and delivering. Some of you might be thinking, well, we know all this. Why are you bothering to tell us this? Well, it's nothing revolutionary, is it? But I think it is helpful for us to know clearly what we are about as a church. It helps us when we come to consider, well, what ministries should we be doing? When someone has a bright idea and says, well, why don't we do this? Or what about this meeting? Could we do this? If we know what we're about, it helps us weigh that idea. Will this ministry, will this meeting, will this idea help us to delight in God more? Will it help us to disciple each other somehow? Or will it help us to deliver the good news in some way? If it's not doing one of those three things, then we will probably have to ask, well, is it really right for us to do it? Is this something NBBC should be doing? So we believe as a church, we are to be about delighting in God, discipling each other, and delivering the good news. Now, to help us get to grips with this, we've developed a new logo. And hopefully that will appear on the screen for us at some point. It may or may not, I don't know. We haven't tried that. Here it comes. So you can see the basics of that logo there. You might think, well, oh dear, look at that. That's awful, isn't it? I wish you'd given us the chance to comment on that. The trouble is with designs, if you ask for 50 people for their opinion, you get back 50 different opinions. And so it's designed by committee is never very successful. So let me just explain the thinking behind this new logo then. We've retained the colours of our previous logo to provide a sense of continuity. We've also retained the cross because it's central to who we are, to everything we do. Without the cross, we're nothing. We don't exist. So that is there, central to the logo still. You'll notice there's a triangle there. And each one of those sides, they mean something. So to the average person who sees this, it's not going to mean anything to them, and that's fine. It's just a logo. That's not a big deal. But to us who know, these three sides symbolize our three Ds, the delighting, discipling, and delivering. So this is the logo that I hope we'll see on most things going forward. It'll take time to move over to it. But hopefully you'll see it just is a bit more modern, and it hints at the vision that we as a church are hoping to adopt. But then there is another version as well for more internal things. And so hopefully we can see that pop up on the screen in a second. May or may not appear. It's all in great anticipation. There it is. Okay, so this other version, this doesn't just hint at the vision, it shows it much more explicitly. So you'll see there's three little arrows there. One points up, one points sort of across, and the other one is the other way. And they show the up and the in and the out of the vision. So they show we are to relate to God, we're to delight in God. We are to disciple each other. So we're sort of looking inwards to the church, discipling other believers. We're looking out, we're delivering the good news to other people. So this just sort of re-emphasizes the vision that we believe we should be adopting. Delighting, discipling, and delivering the up, the in, and the out. So this is a new year, and it's a new season, and hopefully a new vision too. And hopefully this vision will clarify what we are about as a church. So if someone says to you, what's North Bradley Baptist Church about? Well, you can tell them now, you know. We're about, first of all, delighting and knowing, loving the Lord. We're about discipling each other, helping us come to maturity. And we're about delivering the good news to a lost and needy world. Well, maybe you're sitting there thinking, oh, it's just too much for me to take in. I don't know if I really understood it or get it. Don't worry too much about that now. We're going to go through this vision in our series over the next 6 weeks. We're going to be exploring it and work through it all together. And hopefully it won't just be the vision of the elders. It will become the vision, your vision for the church and our vision for the church as we move forward together over the next few years. So today we're going to be starting our new series. We're going to be thinking about what it means to delight in the Lord. I'm going to pray about some of these things, and then we're going to sing a song, and then Rachel will give us our reading. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you give us leaders, you give us people who are here to shepherd us and help us in our walk with you. We thank you that you give us your words to lead us and guide us. We thank you that you give us your Holy Spirit to help us understand and to again lead us and guide us and to bring your word to life. Father, we pray for the things we've just spoken about. Hopefully an exciting time in the life of our church. Something new, something that should bring clarity and something that should help us as we consider what missions and what ministries we need to be involved in the future. Father, we want to be a people who love you, who seek you, and who want to know you more and more. We want to be a people who are looking out for one another, who are helping each other grow in you, and helping each other come to maturity in you. And Father, we want to be a people who are seeking to take the good news out to the lost, to go and make disciples. So Father, we pray that if this be your will, this would be become part of who we are, part of our DNA as a church. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.